This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A series of community meetings to review rough draft designs for new or updated railroad stations in towns from Cloverdale to San Rafael is continuing this week, part of the process of developing the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit Project, better known as the SMART Train. SMART spokesman Chris Corsi says the 9 meetings, which began last Thursday, are a continuation of work that the Portland-based design team launched back in February.
The architects were asking, what's important to you about this city? How best can the station design reflect this community's values and aspirations? And they've gone back and taken out their pencils and come up with some preliminary designs. These are far from being final, but they are now back in the communities talking to people about what they've come up with and getting feedback on those preliminary designs.
The major challenge at the core of this process is incorporating the passenger loading platforms into the rest of the station's designs.
It's a large structure, 4 feet high, so people can get on the train on a level boarding surface. A wheelchair can roll directly onto the floor of the train. A bicycle can be rolled on. A stroller, your suitcase or whatever, can roll right onto the train. So the platforms are something that is going to be a signature of each station, but also you don't want those to be an overwhelming piece of the station either. We have station sites that are bare ground, but we also have station sites that are historic depot sites as well. And so there is a challenge integrating the platform into all of this.
Overall, of course, he says this piece of the project is only 20 to 25% done so far, but the question of what the rail cars will look like is much further along.
These vehicles will be self-propelled rail cars. The engines will be most likely underneath the passenger compartment. These cars will be able to operate individually or in pairs or triplets. They'll go up to 79 miles an hour. They'll be quiet. They'll be efficient with the most modern diesel engines available. And we've put out a proposal to the rail car building industry asking them what they can provide for us that will do these things at what price. Basically, we're asking for a catalog.
A request for proposals for those cars was issued last week. And even though the new class of diesel engines the SMART trains plan to use are not yet on the market, Corsi says they will be by the time the trains are ready.
Tier 4 diesel is required now for truck engines. It'll be required for the category that trains are in by 2014. And these types of engines are being manufactured. They're known as clean diesels. They have some extra emissions control equipment on them that pretty much takes all the particulates out of diesel emissions, all the black smoke that you're used to if you grew up when I did and would get behind a bus or a truck and they would smoke like crazy. Diesels don't do that anymore.
Amidst all this ongoing work developing the new rail system, Corsi emphasizes there is one important detail that remains paramount.
We are, to date, still on schedule to have trains running in late 2014.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.